ぞ。Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. I said the name of what country consists of a deodorant and an air freshener in consecutive letters. And the answer is Bangladesh, which has the consecutive words ban and glade.
Okay, I see it now that it's written down. I see it. We received more than 1,700 responses, and the winner is Kathleen Martin from Richmond, Virginia. Congratulations, Kathleen, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we are glad to have you here. How did you figure it out?
Well, I play the puzzle with my son, and he generally kind of figures it out first and gives me some hints. And we just happened to be talking on the phone and we kind of came up with it together. I was surprised that ban was still on the market, but he assured me that it was.
Yeah, I figured it was like a very short deodorant name. So that was a good clue. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I used to be an attorney with the state of Virginia, but I have retired and now I work part-time for an appellate court here in Virginia. And when I'm not doing that, I swim, bike, read historical fiction, do some craft projects, just general things like that.
Oh, well, that sounds like a great retired life with some work. All right. So, Kathleen, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Kathleen. Every answer today is the name of a classic horror film or thriller. I'll give you anagrams of the titles. You name the films. For example, if I said was, W-A-S, you would say saw. That was easy. They get a little harder from there. Here's your first one. Dual car. That's D-U-A-L-C-A-R. Dual car. What classic horror film is that an anagram of?
You know, I don't watch horror films. I have no idea what any of them are.
Oh, you'll know this one. It's a classic, classic, classic. Starts with D.
D. Oh, my goodness. I should know this.
I have no idea. I am just drawing a total blank.
Uh-huh. What if I told you it starts D-R?
Dracula.
Dracula. You know Dracula. Here's your next one. These are all one-word titles, so that helps. Your next one is Lone Whale. That's L-O-N-E, W-H-A-L-E. Lone Whale. Starts with H. And here's a second hint. It's also the name of a holiday.
Halloween.
Halloween, you got it.
Yes.
Mr. Case, M-R-C-A-S-E. Starts with S. Something you might do if you were watching a horror film.
Scream.
Scream, is it? Racier, R-A-C-I-E-R. Classic movie from the 1970s. I remember seeing it on the night it came out. It's a girl's name.
Yes.
Starting with C.
Carrie.
Carrie, is it?
I've never seen any of these movies.
Saline. S-A-L-I-N-E. Starts with A. And it's, besides being a horror film, it's also science fiction.
Aliens.
Aliens, you got it. Gets Politer, that's G-E-T-S, P-O-L-I-T-E-R, Gets Politer.
Poltergeist.
Oh, no hint needed. You're great at these.
You're getting it.
Your last one is a two-word title, and the anagram is Toe Tug, that's T-O-E-T-U-G. Two words, came out a couple of years ago, starts with G.
It's what it's also what you tell someone when you don't want to see them no more.
That's true.
Go away.
Go away, but you tell them.
Yeah, they're in your house and what you what do you say?
You tell them, get out.
Get out, is it?
That was awesome. And how do you feel?
Well, I'm glad it's over.
You did a great job to have
this
never
was really kind of an ordeal. I mean, like horror films. I mean, I don't ever watch them. I don't read those kinds of books. I mean, you know,
you're good at anagrams.
You haven't seen the movies, but I'm not great at anagrams. So you did way better than I would do. And I've seen the movies. So you see, so it's all works together. Well, I am glad you got through that for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kathleen, what member station do you listen to?
VPM in Richmond, Virginia.
Awesome. Kathleen, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It's been great.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Theodore Regan of Scituate, Massachusetts. Take the last name of a famous 20th century American, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd letters, in that order, name a European capital. Who's the person and what's the capital? So again, the last name of a famous 20th century American, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd letters, in that order, name a European capital. Name the person and the capital.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.